Hey everybody, this is Dan Jarms and this is the podcast One Simple Truth. On One Simple Truth, we try to take one issue that is pressing in our day, that's in the news, so to speak, or of a vital concern, and we seek to bring it under God's all-sufficient word. Today we're going to start a four-part series on what is called spheres of authority or sphere sovereignty, God having made different structures or institutions of authority. And we're going to talk about it because that is a major underpinning for understanding when the state is overreaching its authority to the church or when the state is overreaching its authority to the family. And thinkers, theologians have worked on this for many centuries, and we're going to talk about that today. Before we do, let's grab our cup of coffee. I have a vessel roasted Ethiopian in my Hawaii mug, and it is really good, really tasty today. Got yours? Okay, get ready to put on your thinker, because we're going to first introduce the idea of spheres of authority, and then we're going to answer some tensions of it in various places tomorrow. All right, spheres of authority generally developed out of the Reformation in response to the prevailing government in the West under the church. So the church, especially under the Pope and under the Roman Catholicism, was exercising a great deal of authority over state and political matters, and even exercising authority down into state levels. With the Reformation, there was a working out of what roles belonged to the state, or to the magistrate, they would call it, and what roles belonged to the church and the family. And eventually, there was a modified reformed view that sought four spheres. First is the issue of self-government, that is man, and in order for anything to work, any spheres of authority work, man must govern himself well, and he can only do that by the power of the Holy Spirit after regeneration, because even though man might have the right to rule himself and he needs to govern himself, with sin corrupting, man is often almost always going to serve self-interest, not the interest of family or the public good. With Titus 3:3, we get this great news that we have been washed, we have been regenerate by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that comes when a person puts their hope and faith in Christ and they have repented from sin and self-rule to coming under the rule of Christ. So the other forms, government, family, church, can only really work as well as long as there is a submission to the lordship of Christ. So self-government, state government, family, and church are the major spheres of authority. And we all understand that in the family, in the government, in the church, in the individual, we submit to various spheres of authority. And we're going to look at it because we're wanting to ask, when does one of those spheres overreach to another? All right, so self-government, we have state government. Starting in Genesis 1:26 and 27, God created man to subdue the earth, to rule over it as his vice regent or as his manager of the world. So government's going to come right from the creation. It happens to start with Adam and Eve, who are going to multiply, but by the time we get to the Noahic covenant in Genesis 9, we see the seeds of government to protect life. Murder would require capital punishment in the covenant with Noah in Genesis chapter 9. And slowly we see development form, and government's role is both to promote civil order. We would see the civil laws in the Pentateuch, especially in Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. There are a number of civil laws that order society, so the government needs to organize or enforce civil law. There is the protection of life, so there would be criminal law, property, and that was also put in effect in the Pentateuch. in the Law of Moses. There is the role of government for the defense from other enemy nations. And you could see this developed. Deuteronomy 17 gives Israel the right or the desire, if they have the desire to have a king, they can have a king so long as God puts him on the throne. But in the broader principle, Daniel 2 is the one that lays it out most clearly. Daniel 2:21 says that God changes times and seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. So Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar that it's really not you who put yourself on the throne. God puts you on the throne. So God establishes kings, even pagan kings, for his purposes. Romans 13, 1 through 7, then is the New Testament version of that, where all the authorities and powers that are have been placed there by God, and it is for the good of people, primarily, again, protection, civil order, and defense. So that's the sphere of government the sphere of authority that the state has. The family starts in Genesis 1, 26 and 27 also, because God made man and woman, and they're to have children. The core building block for the family, as you consider the family across the Old Testament into the New Testament, is the mother, father, and their children. Many times they lived as extended family, but it was that core building block, mother, father, and children that make the family. And the family has the job of promoting health, welfare, provision, and education. And it is supposed to be a place secure to promote the flourishing and cherishing among the family. And you can see Deuteronomy 6 gives the charge in the family to raise the children to in the fear of the Lord, or to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. So it had a role for spiritual education. We can see that repeated in Ephesians chapter 6, but just as well in Titus 5, where a husband would die, leave a widow, and if she had children, her first order or her first place for protection, provision, health was to be in her family. In other words, her son or her daughter was to help take her in and care for her. So you have this building block of the family, and that's one other sphere of authority. There'd be other verses to go to look at it. And then there's the church, and the church was instituted by Jesus Christ and established at Pentecost, and the people who care for and oversee the church are the elders, and there's different names for them. They're shepherds, they're overseers. They are elders, and the overseeing is the management, and they are to lead or have charge. Hebrews 13:7, 13:17 talks about their authority given by God to shepherd or care for the church, to keep track of the souls of the saints. And so there is that sphere of authority also. Now, when is the government overreaching? When is the church overreaching? Very, very rarely does the family have any kind of power in which to overreach. So the normal questions that are asked is, when is their government overreach and when is their church overreach? And we're going to start those tomorrow. But let me give you a teaser for one of those, and that's going to be the issue of education. What right or what is the state's role in education? And so specifically, if people want to have religious education, specifically Christian education, does the state, what does the state have as a role in mandating their curriculum or enforcing a certain curriculum set? What is the state's role in homeschool curriculum? And that's of course a hot topic. And when the state asks the parents to teach something that would be sin, then the parents would have the ability to disregard the state's role or right in it. But as this teaser, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, can the state limit how many people meet? Can the state make you wear masks, and so on? So stay tuned for those coming topics on One Simple Truth.